Uh-oh. Now you've gone and done it, haven't you? You've been edging your cock all day, listening to my slutty voice in your ears. And as you knew you would, you finally couldn't take it anymore. You put on your favorite audio recording of mine, listened to me wanting that cum so badly, and you just couldn't help it, could you? You had to let go. You had to explode. You had to jerk that cog so fast and hard and tight, just thinking about giving it to me, knowing how much I would love it, crave your fucking cum. It was an amazing orgasm too, wasn't it? God, you really fucking unloaded for me, just the way I like it. And you were so proud of yourself, your body satiated and relaxed, dopamine coursing through your veins. Almost nothing could bring you down from that high that my voice just gave you and your cock. But, oh, here's where it gets tricky. You see, tonight, of all nights, your rarely horny wife, she wants to fuck. Uh-oh. What the hell do you do now? You've got nothing left. You've been prepping me for it all fucking day, and God, you gave me everything you had, didn't you? When she makes her move, you try. You try so fucking hard. It's not every day she offers you this, now is it? She's warm and soft and right there for the taking. Oh, but your poor dick. It's given everything it's got to me. There's nothing left for her. And you know what? I don't fucking mind. In fact, I kinda like it. Her, not so much. She's getting frustrated. She's trying so hard to work some life back into that cock of yours. You please her with your fingers and your tongue, but that's not what she wants. That's not enough for her tonight. She wants cock. A hard cock pumping deep inside her. That's what I'd want. But I already got it now, didn't I? And she's not nice when she's getting denied, is she? Asking you what's wrong, giving you that disappointed look. Oh, that doesn't do anything to make your cock comply now, does it? Even when she gets on top of you, her stern face looking down at you, asking why your limp dick just can't get it up. What are you gonna tell her? That you already had your fill with some other slut? Could you imagine what she'd do if she knew? As it is, she hates you fucking listening to me. She gets cocky, sliding her wet pussy over your limp dick, telling you you're pathetic, that if you can't even get it up for her, how are you gonna get it up for your little audio slut? Oh, and you have to bite your fucking tongue, don't you? You just want to grab her and tell her that there's nothing left for her because that same little audio slut just took it all. You gladly gave it to me too, didn't you? Oh, but you know that would be a mistake. She couldn't handle that. She couldn't handle the truth. She rides that limp dick of yours, rubbing it against her clit, faster and faster, telling you that if she gets off, it's not because of your worthless cock. Telling you that she should have just used one of her toys, but now she's here, and her pussy fucking needs to come. It's gonna be an unsatisfying orgasm, but that's what she's used to with you. Again, you wanna just grab her and push her down into the bed and tell her that she has no idea what that fucking cock could do. Because I do. I know how amazing that cock is. How good it gets off with me. Instead, you just lay there, letting her do the work, giving you that disappointed, angry face while she huffs and puffs and gasps above you. Then you smile wickedly, thinking how you could change that look on her face in an instant if you only told her why you can't get hard for her. That your cock's already been hard all fucking day for someone else. Imagine how angry she'd get. How she'd change her tune. There's no way she could see you as pathetic if she knew the truth. But you're smart. Really smart. You're not gonna tell her. Let her fucking think what she wants. Let her get off on your spent cock. She doesn't need to know. It'll be our little secret. I won't tell her how many times I've stolen your cum from her. Let her have what's left. Let her come. Let her say whatever the fuck she wants to say, because you know the truth, and so do I. That cock, it's not hers anymore. It belongs to me. I own that fucking cum, baby, and I want it. When she's done coming all over your cock, it's wet and slippery with her orgasm. She's flopped off of you, barely satisfied, huffing and bitching that her toys could have gotten her off better. Just apologize, like she expects you to. Promise that you'll be ready next time, and then slip away into the bathroom, taking me with you in your ears, of course, and wrap your fist around that wet cock. Listen to me again, tell you how much I want it, telling you how fucking wet it gets me, knowing that you couldn't satisfy her because that cock is too busy satisfying me. Oh, you hear my moans. Me begging for it. Oh, the way I suck your cock. The dirty, slutty things I say I'll let you do to me. Gotta get you rock hard again. Using your pussy juice as lube, you just stroke faster and faster. And then, when you're just about to come, not even 2 minutes after you couldn't get it up with her, you're gonna have my name on your lips, aren't you? When you blast that load she wanted so fucking bad, oh, you're gonna say my name over and over again. You're gonna tell me to take it. You're gonna call me a slut. You're gonna imagine me right there. Pretty fucking eager smile on my face. Waiting for that load. It's all for me. All fucking mine, babe. And when you're done, shaking and trembling and sweating a little, you're gonna hear her lightly snoring in bed. You're gonna clean up, crawl back in, close your eyes, and just imagine my pretty head on your shoulder, looking up at you, still licking your cum from my lips, and telling you, you're amazing, baby. I love what it does to me. Forget about her. She doesn't have what you need. And she definitely doesn't fucking deserve my cock. Because it is mine, isn't it, baby? And you nod and feel me snuggling closer to bed, and as you drift off, can feel my lips on you again, kissing down along your chest, your belly, your hip, right towards your cock. And your heart again as you drift off to sleep, right beside your fucking ungrateful, satisfied wife. Oh, yes. Good night, baby. I'll be right here when you wake up. My sexy voice in your ears again. Ready for that heart cock.